So our redox potential then, and the pH of the soil, determines which particular soil minerals will be present. We remember that clay minerals come in two basic sorts, primary minerals and secondary minerals. What was the difference between the two? From magma, yep, secondary minerals. Yep, chemical weathering of the primary minerals subsequent to physical weathering. What sort of processes are involved in the chemical weathering? Yep. Yep. We get some chelation getting involved in there as well. Okay, so the ligands can get involved as well and remove cations from the structure. That's good. And remember, you've got equations that back this up in your equation list. You've just got to remember to go and find those equations and use them. So as an indicator then of the ability of the fluctuation in redox potential and acidity to move things around, here we've got an iron system, the upper zone, plenty of oxygen, aerobic, the bottom zone, anaerobic. So as the oxygen comes in, it ensures then that the iron 2 plus switches oxidation state to iron 3 plus. The iron 3 plus then immediately forms an insoluble iron hydroxide. So we get an iron pan formed then at this boundary between the aerobic and the anaerobic zone. Underneath it, the anaerobic zone, our iron 3 plus then is unstable under the reducing conditions. It forms iron 2 plus, which then is soluble. That soluble material then, there's a concentration gradient at the aerobic-anaerobic boundary, that redox boundary. We're then precipitating out all of the iron 2 plus, so the concentration's low. So where it's being formed, we've got a high concentration. Where it's being removed is a low concentration, so that concentration gradient ensures there's diffusion towards where the iron pan is being formed. And then leaching is a very general thing, okay? It doesn't only happen inside columns when you're trying to measure the cation exchange capacity. And here we're saying that water percolating through the soil column will also result in leaching of some of the iron 2 plus down lower as well. So this is our species diagram for that iron system, saying that when the pH is low, the PE is low, we've got iron 2 plus. When we have got the PE high, so we're in strongly oxidizing conditions, then the iron 2 plus switches to iron 3 plus. Now, at low pHs, it'll be stable in the aqueous form, but as soon as we increase the pH, then we either turn it into this iron hydroxide or we form the more normal compound, which is this iron hydroxide species here. So iron 3 plus then, stable over a wide range of pHs from very high pH to moderate pH and under a range of PE conditions from strongly oxidizing to reducing at high pH. The iron 2 plus, quite the opposite. So all I'd be doing then in the test is trying to simply pinpoint one part of this diagram for you, and you would then say which species would potentially be present. That's all. So I'd be saying somehow or other I'd point you to acidic conditions, and I'd point you to oxidizing conditions, and you would say, well, potentially there could be iron 2 plus, iron 3 plus, and this iron hydroxide species here present. That's cool. So what that looks like in a practical sense, that slide I had right at the start of the soil chemistry section where we see this bit formation, banded iron formation, then these iron bands then are forming in this fashion here.